This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Saxman joins us on the long line. He is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates and co-chair of the McCain campaign here in Virginia. Chris, how's it look from where you sit?
Well, it looks great. The polls are closing. I've seen every poll I've seen is getting closer and closer. It started off most recently with a 3-point Obama lead, then a 4-point Obama lead, and then it was a 2-point Obama lead, and I just saw a recent poll, it was tied. So this is going to go down the wire here in Virginia. It could decide the next president of the United States.
Absolutely. It's exciting to be in this position where the nation is watching Virginia. I mean, it's who would have thought Virginia was swingable, but as long as we're going to be swingable, it sure is a lot of fun. And
I guess. You know, I've never been enamored with the Electoral College system. I like the fact that Virginia is in the eyes of the nation because I'm very proud of our Commonwealth. We have a lot of great things going on here, but you know, I don't think a Virginian's vote matters more than someone in Oklahoma or Texas or California. You know, I just think we ought to review this thing because it gets crazy for these swing states this time of year.
Absolutely. So then, Chris, give me an idea from how does McCain win Virginia, number one? What's working for McCain in Virginia? And right now, you know, we're just going to put all the pollsters and all those pundits and everybody in a box and tell them to shut up. So
thank you.
Because they haven't, at least in the last few days, they haven't had too many great things to say about the prospects for the McCain campaign, but I happen to believe that it could go either way, both in Virginia and nationally.
It's a complete toss-up at this point. You know, I'm always amazed that when you take a look at the guys who do the analysis on the football talk shows or the baseball talk shows, you know, they're usually former players. You know, all these pundits and pollsters, they've never been candidates. You know, they've never been people who have served in elective office for the most part. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of them out there. But, you know, you get that feeling, that sense from being on the ground, talking with people, and listening to them, what issues are important to them, the concerns that they have for this candidate or that candidate. And believe me, I've heard from both sides, it's going both ways. And, you know, it's a complete toss-up. But what I think is going to determine it is obviously John McCain's strong record on taxes, his strong record of supporting the military and their veterans. Barney Frank came out just the other day saying that the congressional Democrats want to cut the defense budget by 25%. That's over 61,000 jobs in Virginia. Barack Obama had a conversation with the San Francisco Chronicle in which he said his policies would bankrupt the coal industry, which is a huge economic driver in the Commonwealth, not only for those coal miners and people who drive the rail cars over the ports and unload the cars onto ships that go overseas. It's one of our biggest exports, but it's also, you know, what keeps our electricity rates down. And if you're going to try to bankrupt the coal industry, that's not going to do great things for our economy as far as energy prices. So when those things get out and people start examining the records and what's really going to happen, and they get away from the commercials and they start examining what's going to mean to them as they go into the voting booth, I think they're going to break for John McCain.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman. Honored to have him on the program. Chris Saxman of Stanton and co-chair of the McCain campaign here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The polls open at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And, Chris, we've heard much has been made, and Brian Moran was talking about this just a few minutes ago, about the ground campaign of the Obama team in Virginia, all the offices, all the volunteers. Give us your perspective on that, and also tell us why the McCain ground team can win in Virginia.
Well, we got 20,000 volunteers working. We've done a fly around today with Fred Thompson and George Allen and Bob McDonald. We went to Victory Centers and paid a visit to our troops on the ground there, and they're excited. They're working hard. They bring their kids in with them. It's enthusiasm I've never seen in the Republican Party in my time in elective office. You know, we got our ground game on. Last week we made over 500,000 live phone calls. So we're doing a lot of great things and signing up a lot of people. I think we've got a great ground game. We just haven't been bragging about it every time we open up an office in a new place. You know, we've just been trying to stick to the blocking and tackling that is politics in Virginia. And I think we're well positioned.
Chris Saxman, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, joined us on the long line and working with the McCain team here in Virginia. We're honored to have him on the program. Chris, no matter who wins, we've got to be looking at some serious challenges with partisanship in America, both in Virginia and nationally, because clearly the nation is still quite divided. What what's your take on that as we move forward after the election, no matter who wins?
Well, and that's something you and I have had personal conversations over and recently. And one of the things I truly worry about is the direction that the political party is going by having the so-called the most conservative, the most liberal person be the candidate of choice for that political party. But here we have a guy like John McCain who has a record of bipartisan accomplishment, much to his own displeasure within the Republican Party towards him. It almost cost him the nomination several times because people were so upset with him because he would reach out and work with Democrats to pass legislation to get something done for this country. And, you know, his opponent just doesn't have that record, I'm sorry to say. And so when I look at the forecast, if there is an Obama presidency, and he did run as the most liberal member of his party and some of the things that he has promised to do, and now that he's talked about bringing Rahm Emanuel, of all people, to be chief of staff, while people might think he's a very capable tactician when it comes to politics, he's widely regarded as the most partisan person in Washington, D.C. If he's going to be running the shop in the White House, that's not going to portend to a bipartisan effort at the legislative level in Washington, D.C. So I really have some deep concerns about that. But with John McCain's strong record of working across the aisle, I think we have someone who can truly unite the party.
We're talking about,
and unite the country afterwards. I mean, I think he can bring, you have to bring your own team together, but then you have to reach out to the rest of the country. And John McCain went to the NAACP this year and said, look, you might not vote for me, but at the end of the day, if I'm president, I'm still going to be your president. I think that was a great message to send.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Following on that theme, Chris, what Virginia is about to get as political as the nation has been over the last few months. Of course, next year, all the seats in the House, in the Virginia General Assembly are up for re-election. We've got a number of local races, city council, board of supervisors. We've got attorney general, lieutenant governor, and governor. 2009 is a huge year. And, of course, the General Assembly session, January, February, and part of March, I'm sure, is looking at passing a new budget with some serious challenges. How do you see this election this year, this election season? Does it affect next year at all?
Well, thankfully, most of the animus between the parties has been at the national level and hasn't really been felt by, you know, between like a Brian Moran, who you had on earlier, myself. As a matter of fact, Brian left me a message on my phone asking me if we wanted to place a small friendly wager on the outcome. You know, and he joked and he laughed. And so when we get along fairly well in Virginia between the parties, it's getting more partisan, which is something I haven't really enjoyed watching because it has broken down our ability to get things done. And that's what it matters at the end of the day for all of our constituents is, did you get something done? So I don't think this is going to spill over into the to the governance of our General Assembly session, but it might leave some bad taste in people's mouths.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman, who Hotline listed as one of the top 20 up-and-coming stars of Virginia politics. I'm telling you, folks, keep your eye on Chris Saxman. Let's go to the phones. Mike is on the line in Charlottesville. Mike, thank you for the call. You're on with Chris Saxman. Go right ahead.
Hi, Mr. Saxman. I got to tell you that I got to take all your protestations about partisanship with a grain of salt because we've heard this song from Republicans before. I remember George Bush saying, I'm a uniter, not a divider. And then he brought Karl Rove in to run the White House. It just didn't work out that well. So I'm much more willing to leave Barack Obama when he says that he is going to try to get past the vicious partisanship, especially since we've seen him vote against his base in terms of FISA and several other issues that he's taken on so far. I also had a question about turnout because I've been visited at least six times by Obama volunteers at the door of my house. I haven't heard boo from a McCain volunteer, neither on the phone nor at my house. Is your party strong?
We've targeted our voters, the ones that we need to get out to the polls. I'm sorry if no one has come out to personally pay you a call. I'd be more than happy to do that for you over the phone and hope you'll support John McCain, who has a record of bipartisan accomplishment for the United States of America, who went against his own president and against his own Secretary of Defense and called on the surge when no one else would. When he stood up to try to reform immigration, he was widely criticized by the Republican Party. It almost cost him the nomination. You know, I think John McCain is the right person to be president of the United States. He's not George Bush. He in so many different ways he went against George Bush. But we'll just have to agree to disagree on that one. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Mike, thank you for your call. Mike in Charlottesville, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates and a native of Stanton, Virginia. I'm sorry, he lives in Stanton, Virginia, and we're honored to have him on the program. Chris, give us an idea, and again, no matter who wins tomorrow, it's an historic election. We're electing either the first African-American president or the first woman as our vice president, and so this is a historic election no matter who wins. Tell us, What does the Republican Party have before it? No matter who wins, do you see on the plate of the party? Because all these pundits are saying, "Oh, you know, the Republicans are going to have to reinvent themselves after this election." Is that true?
I think the party will determine that for itself. You know, the party is a functioning, organic entity like the Democrats were after 1994, and the Democrats were written off in 2002, I believe, after the election. So, you know, parties will examine themselves and their message. You know, obviously there's always room to improve on both sides, but the Republicans have a strong candidate in John McCain and Sarah Palin as vice president. You know, they're both people with a reputation for reforming government, for going after corruption and going after people within their own party, which I really haven't seen from the other side. So I think we've got something to really build on regardless of the outcome.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman, co-chair of the McCain campaign here in Virginia. And Carol is on the line in Charlottesville. Carol, thank you for your call. You're on with Chris. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment about the gentleman who called in a few minutes ago talking about Barack Obama's ability to reach across the aisle. Not only has he not demonstrated that in the past, but frankly, once we have complete Democratic control on both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue, and they control everything with Pelosi and Reid, he's not going to need to reach across any aisle. He's going to need to do exactly what he's done all along, which is vote the party line. So if that's a good point for Barack Obama, it's not going to matter. And as far as I'm concerned, I've done several things this election cycle that I've never done before. I've donated money to a candidate, which is what I donated to John McCain. I'm a registered independent. I always vote on a candidate by his character, by my ability to trust him, by his leadership, his experience, and his record. And clearly, Barack Obama falls short on all those areas. I'm sure he's a very nice guy, and maybe he's someone we could hear from in the future. I won't call him a Marxist, but I don't call him a garden-variety Democrat either. And I think America should really pay attention to this election. Get out and vote. And I'd like to speak to all of the Republicans out there, especially the conservatives, who somehow can't manage to bring themselves to the polls tomorrow because it's not a hard-line conservative running. Look at what's at stake and get to the polls. Thank you.
A great message, Carol. Everybody
Carol,
should vote.
Thank you so much. And let me build on that real quick. You know, when it was the time to make a decision on the surge, Barack Obama did not stand up and support the surge and still hasn't had the words victory come out of his mouth. And when it came time to reform Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in 2005, John McCain co-sponsored Senate Bill 190. Barack Obama wrote a letter of concern. You know, this is what it takes to step up. When it was time to get judges on the federal bench, they had a gang of 14 put together to try to get the deal done. Barack Obama was asked to do that and declined the invitation.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman. Carol, thank you for that call. I appreciate you taking time to join the program with a message we can all get behind, and that is to vote tomorrow. Delegate Chris Saxman represents the 20th District of Virginia in the Virginia House of Delegates, co-chair of the McCain campaign here in the Commonwealth. Chris, last question. We just want to give you an opportunity. What is it that registered voters going to the polls tomorrow that you would like to see them keep in mind as they step into that booth?
That this is a great country. We have some difficult times, that we have a great leader in John McCain who can be a phenomenal president, who's reached across the aisle to work with Democrats and independents over the years. And I was with Joe Lieberman today in Bristol, Virginia, when we had a rally down there. And I think the ability for John McCain to just be the leader that would stand up for America when we need someone to stand up for the good of the country, not the good of his own party. And he's demonstrated that year after year after year. He's a man who puts country first, and I think he'll make some tough calls for the United States, and he'll do it in the best interest of our nation.
Chris Saxman, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates and our neighbor just to the west there in Stanton. Chris, thank you. I appreciate you taking some time for us.
Thanks, Coy. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.